Now, you just mentioned the media. Why do you think that we're not hearing a whole lot in the media? And my question to you, Mr. Giraldi, is if this had happened, or if there was a country that, let's say, were not allied with a lot of the Western powers that had done such a thing or committed assassination, do you think that the media coverage would be different?
Oh, absolutely. And I think this is, you know, leads to a broader question, which is what are the two countries in the world that believe they have an extraterritorial right to go into other countries and kill people? And they are only the United States and Israel. The United States, in the beginning of February, confirmed, the Director of National Intelligence confirmed that the United States actually will go and kill U.S. citizens in foreign countries that they believe are plotting or colluding with groups that are identified as terrorists. So it's, you know, there are a couple countries that seem to have this this pretension, I would say, that they have a right to kill people preemptively in other countries. It's not a right that I would agree with. And unfortunately, the international media tends to give them a free ride. And I suspect this is largely because of the way the story is spun. The story is made to look as a story about terrorism rather than a story about intelligence agency assassination teams, which it really is.
Well, why do you think it's being spun like that?
Well, because to a certain extent, Israel has always gotten a free pass in much of the international media, and the United States, by virtue of the fact that much of the international media is either based in the United States or has interests in the United States that it tries to protect, to a certain extent, they go soft on these stories, and they don't report them in the hard-headed, hard-nosed way that my colleague from the Times, I'm sure, would have reported them.
Okay, let me turn to Berkeley, California. Welcome our next guest to the program, author of The Hidden History of Zionism, Mr. Ralph Shulman. Thanks so much for being with us. Now, Mr. Shulman, according to the police in Dubai, British, German, French, and Irish passports were used by the alleged hit team. And shouldn't there be outrage on a diplomatic level by these countries regarding these violations?
Well, let's be very clear about this. The Israeli state has conducted targeted assassinations of any political opponent for decades upon decades. Avigdor Lieberman, the foreign minister of Israel, would not deny the role of the Mossad in this operation. There is no ambiguity about the fact that this is a Mossad hit. But I want to put it in a very specific context. The head of national intelligence in the United States, Dennis Blair, has declared that the United States has the right to assassinate U.S. citizens that it considers to be in any way supportive of what the United States deems to be threats to national security or so-called terror operations. And within that context, the congressional hearings in the United States on January 27th confirmed that U.S. intelligence agencies orchestrated the Northwest 253 presumptive attempt at a bombing by the Nigerian national, facilitated by the United States, brought onto that flight without a passport, without funds to purchase a ticket, accompanied by U.S. intelligence agents. It was what we call a false flag operation. That is to say, the United States government and the Israelis, who are their agents and clients, are masters at what we call false flag operations, staging operations of so-called terror, which they impute to those they wish to attack with long-standing plans to do precisely that. That is the context in which we have to understand this process of what we could call murder incorporated on the part of the United States Imperium and its client state, the Zionist apparatus of Israel. What took place in Dubai is the little continuation of a constant policy of political murder at will, at random, by rogue states that are committing war crimes on a constant basis. And these acts of terror against individuals of their choosing, any political opponent, are by way of facilitating much worse than that, namely constant invasion, constant displacement of subject peoples, constant war to secure the natural resources and destroy the sovereignty of independent states, whether in Iraq or Afghanistan or in Pakistan or in Yemen. What unfolded in Dubai in this attack upon and this murder of a Palestinian leader is the process through which the Israeli state seeks to remove the Palestinian people not only from their land, but from history. All forms of terror, state terror, organized murder, assassination at will, this is the indication of the degenerate state to which U.S. imperialism and its clients have arrived as we speak.
Okay, let me get Mr. Walker in back in on this. Mr. Walker, do you expect any type of reactions from the said countries that were involved as far as their passports being used?
I expect a rather weak reaction, frankly. I mean, the British government knows how Mossad has been operating over the years, as your two fellow colleagues on the TV program have already indicated. I would expect a rather a weak protest such about the use of British passports, similarly from the Irish government and the French government. They've all had their passports used. This is not new. The Canadian government has had its passports used in a similar way some years ago. It never leads to much action. Rather, as I think I was saying earlier, you don't hear the British government standing up in the United Nations and thundering about the Israeli nuclear arsenal, although frankly any of us, certainly those who've worked there, know it's there and know it's rather large. They're just too frightened to stand up to their ally in some ways against a militant Islamic state in the Middle East. That's what Israel is regarded as, and they're prepared almost to be slightly tolerant of the bad behavior of their naughty son, who nevertheless brings in the goods. And I bet, though I wasn't there in Downing Street last night, though whenever they got the news that the Hamas man had been successfully asphyxiated in his bed, there wasn't even a small glass of champagne privately raised, although a spokesman then goes out and said, oh dear, dear, what awful thing to do. So in this way, Israel has the tacit approval of its allies.